Live from the R&R Studios in the good old friendly city, it's the Boys from the Wheel podcast.
What is going on, guys? Welcome into the R&R Studios for the Boys from the Wheel podcast. Now, listen, we've all been crazy busy. Jordan's been crazy busy with the new baby. Chris and I have fallen back into football. It's just been fantastic. Chris, what's your week been like? Because mine's been insane.
It has been insane indeed. Last week, preparing for Wheeling Park in St. Clairsville. This week, preparing for Wheeling University in Seton Hill. And then St. Clairsville and Independence. So, yeah, it's been a week.
Yeah, I mean, that's another thing. You'll be on the airways for Wheeling University, so that's going to be awesome. That's going to be great. We're going to have to tune into that. How's the team looking? Seen any spots, any bright spots coming out of there?
Yeah, and that's the thing. A lot of these guys have been with the program since the beginning. They're all redshirt seniors now because they got that redshirt year, and then they also had the COVID year. So it's going to be a very good team. And unfortunately, I couldn't announce it on the last podcast, but it's been official. So looking forward to being a part of Wheeling University. They've been a huge part of my life and my career. They actually helped me get started in college athletics. So this is huge. And just another great opportunity to get my voice out there and just have some fun and doing what I love to do, and hoping that you're going to join me for a podcast here if we can get you in on a Saturday afternoon.
I would hope so, but I've been extremely busy with work, and you know how that gets. But Jordan, you've got high aspirations. We'll continue talking about college football here. Your Wolverines, man, looking real good again this year.
What's happening, boys? What's happening?
Miss you, bro.
I know. Hey, it's been like, what, 2 months?
Yeah, it felt like it.
Anyways, Cade McNamara.
What?
Hold on.
What?
We're winning the Big Ten again.
You think?
Oh yeah.
I can tell you one thing: my team ain't gonna challenge you guys. That's for sure.
Hey, all I'm saying is between Cade McNamara and Corum, it's going to be like Hassan Haskins last year. He's going to do what Hassan did last year, and he's going to put up 5 touchdowns on Ohio State.
Oh, bold prediction, Cotton.
I mean, that you're talking about because, the number 2 team in the country right now.
Yeah, they were there last year too.
Fair enough. Listen,
and I'm getting to the tail end of the year of shit talking I've had.
Okay.
So I want 2 years in a row.
Well, I mean, quite frankly, you've had it, you know, the entire year. I mean, honestly, shit, I just had something happen to me that hasn't happened since 2016, and that's my Noles winning an opening week game. I mean, we had to play Duquesne, but whatever. But
what, hold on, you might want to rewind. Who did y'all play?
Duquesne.
Wait, and on a side note, did you see that number 50 stand on the sideline that should have never been standing on the sideline?
What?
For Duquesne?
No.
Okay. This guy had his pants up to his stomach.
Oh, yeah, that guy. Yeah.
Were they just looking for somebody to fill the team? Like.
Possibility.
And you get your first win against. So, Jeff?
Yeah.
I mean, the Noles beat the Mud Dog.
It wasn't the Bourbon Bowl, though.
Yeah, because they didn't have Joe Montana.
Listen, I understand, you know, we haven't had a powder puff in I don't know how long to start the season. And, you know, our record with teams of lower caliber. I ain't even going to talk about Jacksonville State. But anyway, listen, regardless, am I saying we're going to win the college football national? No. Are we going to make playoff? Probably not. I mean, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it's nice to get some confidence back in that locker room that was lacking it. And I mean, regardless, if you're playing Duquesne or the, you know, school of the deaf and blind, three running backs going over 100 yards, not bad.
It's like you're playing Madden on rookie.
All right.
I said it earlier, though. Jeff and I said it off the air, so I'm going to bring it up now. I mean, either way, you're still playing against human beings. I mean, you got to go out there and you got to play a football game and you got to win. I mean, I understand it may not be the best caliber, but, I mean, yeah, that definitely is a feat that's good. And, I mean, those holes were, like, as wide as the ocean.
Well, that's one thing that I was excited about was the fact of the offensive line. You know, they're not soft as Charmin anymore. We actually have an offensive line. Granted, they probably weren't blocking anybody, but still, they were moving humans out of the way.
See, that goes back to my point about how I am 100% confident that we're going to beat Ohio State again. Because it had been over 10 years. Harbaugh finally got it, and you got the whole locker room on board and utmost confidence about that game. You know what? I don't even care. We could lose every single game this season. I don't care. If we win that game in November, that's all I fucking care about.
Hey, I trust me. As long as we beat Miami, as long as we beat Florida every year, I don't care.
Oh, and honestly, then no offense to Chris and John, but then I get bragging rights if they beat Penn State
too. Yeah, I mean that gets thrown in there too.
I'll admit it this year. I mean I'm looking at this year's team and not very confident this year, but I mean on the topic of just the Big Ten in general, I mean it's a gauntlet every year and I hope that they go to what the ACC did and eliminate these divisions because you look at all the previous champions here in these, the last 10 years, I mean, 9 out of 10 years they've come out of the same freaking division. Mm-hmm. So you have your Penn States, you have your Michigans, you have your Ohio State. Now, granted, is Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, they're all getting there, but yeah, I just think that division in general is just a gauntlet, and
I'm tired of seeing Wisconsin and whoever else.
Yeah, it's pretty much what it's been like. I mean, and that's the thing. Like, you take Michigan, especially the year, what was that, a few years ago, where it was pretty much almost a three-way tie in that division between Penn State, Michigan, and Ohio State. You have the three best teams in that division. Like, I think they need to go to what the ACC is doing, and because it goes by what? Winning percentage within the conference. I think that's how it should be settled.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of those things that, you know, and we'll talk about conferences, you know, the movement of the conferences. A lot of people are like, oh, well, it's only going to be the SEC and the Big Ten here soon. No. And I will say, because it's not just football. You know what I mean? There's other sports out there. You really think that NCAA is going to let the ACC go away with their basketball, mm-mm, with Duke, with Virginia, with North Carolina, with Florida State? I mean, come on now. There's no way. They ain't going to let that happen. And we'll take that a step further. I mean, honestly, that is one of the best divisions for softball as well. College softball, ACC is unmatched in that. I mean, it's just one of those things that you can't get. I think, if anything, it'll probably go to 4. I can't see, you know, those other conferences going down. I don't know. Chris, what's your thoughts on, you know, the Big Ten going out and getting USC and UCLA?
I mean, I'm always a geographical guy, and I don't think it makes any sense at all bringing in those California teams. I mean, you got to think, you know, because everybody says, oh, it's about all about the money, all about the money. Okay, well, now you got teams that have to travel all the way across the country to play each other now. That's not a good financial move. No. And that's what I mean. Like, money needs, because, like I said, I basically stopped watching the NFL a while ago because of, you know, all the bullshit there. And it's just, it's starting to get that way with college football now, and it sucks because that's what I loved. Every Saturday in the fall, man, just kick up, get some wings, get some good food and drinks, and watch some college football. But it's just not like that anymore. And yeah, I mean, but yeah, I mean, it's just, I don't know. But to answer your question truthfully, I mean, I don't feel it's a good move at all because you had those rivalries, UCLA, Oregon, USC, Oregon. Yeah, I know I'm on the Oregon train here, but with Washington, excuse me. So, yeah, it's just it sucks to see those old rivalries go away. And then I can extend even further to Oklahoma and Texas leaving the Big 12. Makes no fucking sense whatsoever.
Well, yeah, and I never really understood why West Virginia went to the Big 12. Why didn't they go ACC? I mean, come on. I mean, obviously Pitt, for one, thank God they're playing again this year. Like, to start the season, that's going to be awesome. Next weekend's going to be completely insane. We'll get to that in a second. But how do you not look at that and go, okay, we can play Virginia, we can play Duke, we can play, you know,
Virginia Tech.
Virginia Tech. You can play everybody in that line. Syracuse and Boston College. You're all right in there.
The same fucking teams that they used to play when they were in the Big East.
Yeah, that's true, too.
It makes perfect sense. And then you add in Maryland there that was always a non-conference for WVU. Or, I'm sorry, Maryland's in the Big Ten now, but, I mean...
They were in the ACC.
Yeah, they were in the ACC when that all that was going down. Maryland was still in the ACC, excuse me. But, yeah, I mean, it's just... It was a bizarre move, and... When I took my job at Oklahoma State, that was the first thing everybody asked me is like, so what were you guys hearing out there for the reasons that WVU joined the Big 12? I'm like, I don't fucking know. I've never been a WVU fan. So I can't really, you know, I really didn't give two shits. I mean, I loved it because, hey, now the school I'm working for, I get to see WVU. But yeah, it was just a really bizarre move for them. And I, to this day, it still makes zero sense to me.
I don't understand it. Jordan, you think there's going to be one super conference, or you think they're going to have to stick? And do you think that Notre Dame's going to have to hop into one of these conferences?
To be dead honest, I don't even know how Notre Dame has got away with doing this to that far. I apologize.
Oh, you're good. Delaney's just saying what's up, that's all.
Yeah, she's saying go blue already.
Poor kid.
She's only 2 months old, and she's already yelling go blue.
Quit corrupting that kid.
Go blue and tighten up. That's where it's at right now. I as much publicity that Notre Dame gets just being independent, like one of these conferences would be ridiculously dumb to not pick up them for a certain amount of money. And yes, that's why I have this on my face right now on the FaceTime, because Notre Dame is poop.
If you're Notre Dame, though, I mean, honestly, what's in it for you? I mean, you already have a TV deal, so, I mean, there's that. I mean, that's why they stay independent, you know what I mean, for that. But there's talks because they've moved some things around and different schools are going to get different airtime. So I have a feeling that there's possibly what conference do you think makes sense for them if they would do that?
The SEC.
Really?
Yeah. The SEC.
My thing is, I don't know why they don't go ACC because they're already in it for basketball.
Yeah, I was going to say ACC or Big Ten. I mean, once again, it goes back to geographical for the Big Ten because you have Wisconsin, you have Indiana, right there. You have right. Purdue, all them. But, I mean, yeah, I'm kind of with Jeff. I mean, don't reinvent the wheel. You're already in the ACC for basketball. Just join it for football.
They play a majority of an ACC schedule anyways.
Yeah, they really do.
And on a side note, aren't they in the Big Ten for hockey?
Yeah, they're in the Big Ten for hockey. You're right. But, I mean...
I thought so.
Yeah.
So they're just dabbling in both conferences.
Yeah, so, hey, hockey, Big Ten, more competition. Basketball, ACC. Football, who the fuck cares?
Pretty much. I mean, it just, oh, man. I don't know. Everybody wants to always talk about the SEC, and I get it, but it, I don't know.
The only reason I said it is just due to a competition standpoint. Now, I get that they're independent and whatever, but, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, you can't ever get away from it, but if they would go to the SEC – I mean, you have Alabama and everything there, so they're going to not – they'll be in competition, Alabama, Auburn, all them teams, but they'd be playing them every year.
That's what I mean. I don't think if they would go there, I wouldn't see them – like normally they always put them in the playoff, but if they did that, they wouldn't be in. There's no way. They can't run that gauntlet.
Exactly.
Because
like I said, they're poop. Monte
Teo,
anyone?
Oh, God.
Too soon.
Too soon?
Yeah,
too
just soon? A little.
But, yeah, I mean, here's my thing, too, and obviously being a big FCS guy, too, is what happens to these little guys that have already moved up. And
right.
You look at teams that have come up from FCS, you know, just what? Let's even go back to the last 20 years. I mean, the highest ranking that an FCS team has – or a team that's moved from FCS to FBS has been Coastal Carolina. Because they got all the way up to 11.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not going to have one of those teams that's going to come up and do what they did in FCS and everything. But that's just my biggest thing. Like, what's the MAC teams going to do? obviously the Sun Belt, you know, which I know the Sun Belt, 90% of them just came up from FCS, but you know, what happens to these smaller conferences? And you know, I was talking with people and I almost feel it's going to come down to, you're probably going to have three Division I conferences now. You're going to have your major players, the four major conferences that you talked about, and then you're going to have these smaller conferences that are probably going to have to form their own league, mm-hmm. and then you're still going to have FCS. I honestly think that that's where we're going to be heading, and it sucks.
I just...
So I have a quick question for both of you.
Okay.
So, if you had, obviously... We're gonna pick out the three top ones, which is gonna be the Big Ten, the ACC, and the SEC, right?
Yep,
I could agree on that.
Three biggest ones. So, if you had to pick a fourth one that you had to disperse the other teams in the other conference, or however you wanted to do it, would you take the Pac-12 or the Big 12?
I'm going Pac-12, and that's just because I really feel now that, you know, especially with Oklahoma and Texas leaving. Baylor's not the team that they used to be. Kansas State's not the team they used to be. I almost feel like you would have to go Pac-12.
Yeah, I agree with that because I feel like if you go Big 12, I feel like it's just a knockoff of the Big 10, to be honest. You know what I mean? Like that, if you go the other side, you go with the Pac, I feel like you're getting that side of the U.S. You know what I mean? You're getting that side of the U.S.
Then in that case, where would like teams like, where do you think WVU would go? Do you think
ACC? ACC, no doubt. That, I mean, that's honestly.
Because I honestly thought that was dumb when they went to the Big 12 anyways, because geographically, that is the dumbest decision that could have been made.
Yeah, like I said, I don't know why they didn't go, you know, I mean, honestly.
Especially basketball, they may go to Texas 2 to 3 times a week.
Right.
Well, that's what I mean, because I know when they came out and played us when I was at Oklahoma State, that they would come out and play us, then they'd play OU, or they would go down to Texas. Like they would make a two or three game road trip out of it. So you're 100% correct on that. But that's the other big question: is if we do go down to these four conferences, is it going to be geographical? Is it, you know what I mean? There's just so many questions that's going to go into that, because and it goes back to the Big Ten now. I mean, who's probably the furthest east? Rutgers, maybe. So when they got to play UCLA, yeah. They got to fork out all this money to fly halfway or all the way across the country, excuse me. Mm-hmm. You know, so my question is you get some of these smaller teams like Rutgers. I mean, I've been there. Let's call a spade. I mean, it's not, you know, the school that has the best finances probably, and actually kind of shocked they are in the Big Ten. But, I mean, what happens to some of these bottom feeders, so to say, in the Big Ten? That's where my biggest question is.
Well, that's like, not, I know it's not interconference, but I think 2 years ago, Hawaii came to the Big House to play.
Right.
Like, who forked out that bill?
Yeah.
Michigan paid them $850,000, if I remember right.
That's still, that's just a fucking fleet.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, and that's the thing. Like, they were even talking about it yesterday. With Duquesne playing Florida State, you know, I think Florida State wrote them a check. It was like $775,000 plus paid their travel expenses. So that's how these FCS teams and even some of these smaller FBSs, I mean, go back a couple years ago, Georgia State goes into Tennessee, beats them and says, hey, I'll collect my $550,000 check now. You know, so, I mean, that's how some of these teams are surviving. They have to go up against these juggernauts, take an ass whooping just to be able to have an athletic department. So that's my biggest thing. If we go to four conferences, I mean, what does happen to these smaller ones? I mean, obviously being a Coastal Carolina fan, you know, what happens to the Shawns? I mean, there's just so many questions that are unanswered. So do I see this movement soon? Probably not, but is it going to happen within the next 5-10 years? I think it is.
Do they bump down again? You know what I mean? These smaller schools, do they bump down?
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like ever since Coastal, I mean, granted, you know, yeah, they went on that fantastic run on that winning streak and everything, and they sell out every game now. But, yeah, I mean, that's the big question. Are they still going to have that fanfare? Are they still going to have that intensity? Appalachian State, the same way. I mean, how many times they've been ranked now since they've been up?
Yeah.
It's just there's so many questions going into it. And, I mean, you know, being a major Penn State fan, I respect that. But this fucking sucks for these smaller schools, man. I feel for these smaller schools
right
now.
Yeah, it's awful. You know what I mean? And you've got some of these schools that, you know, yeah, they're not good in football, but, I mean, come on, they're good in other things. You know what I mean? Take Lehigh, for instance. I mean, excellent wrestling program. Can't fill anything else out, but you know what I mean? I don't know. It's just one of those things that just leave well enough alone. Like, it's getting too greedy. Like you said, you can't sit down and watch college football anymore. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like it used to be.
Well, and you look at what these smaller conferences have already tried to do. I mean, you have the MACtion that plays games, what, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. They play during the week and everything just to get that TV time and get that TV money. The Sun Belt's dabbed into that a little bit. And now, all of a sudden, even some of these bigger conferences are playing on Friday nights. Mm-hmm. The Big Ten,
Hell, the Backyard Brawl's on Thursday.
Yeah, but that's different because you've got games. That's because of this week happening. You don't have NFL football. So, you know, it's Thursday night, it's Saturday night, and it's Sunday. I say Florida State and LSU play on Sunday. So.
Well, and think about it, too. I mean, I don't know how far back you guys have followed the Backyard Brawl, but a majority of them games have actually been on Thursday nights. Some of them even on Thanksgiving. I don't know what it is. It's always, I know every time I've gone, it's either been on Thanksgiving or it's been the Thursday before Thanksgiving. So, yeah, I mean, so that's the thing there because, you know, obviously they always used to play near the end of the year. But, yeah, I mean, I agree with Jordan, though. I mean, how many times have you seen this many games on a Thursday night in week one? You really haven't. I mean, everybody just still played on Saturday. So it's just the money's just dictating that. And, I mean, Oklahoma State's the same way. They open up on a Thursday night. So it's just, yeah, it's this TV money and this greed. We forgot about what college athletics is supposed to be about. Don't even get me started on the NIL. But, yeah, I really.
In all honesty, going back to the Backyard Brawl, though, it's been so long since that game has happened. It should have been a Saturday night game.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I mean, even.
It's been, what, 10 years?
Yeah. 10 years? And that's what I mean. Like, I'm probably biased here when I say it, but even when Penn State played Pitt, for the first time, we had to fucking play them at a noon game. And then, you know, Penn State's renewing the rivalry with WVU next year. I'm like, yeah, these need to be night games because these are these old rivalries that people haven't seen. I mean, Penn State hasn't played WVU since any of us were alive. So, I mean, this is exciting. But
even you, Father Time.
Yeah, me, Father Time. Yes, sir.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I mean, you guys can't see it because we're not on the stream today, but I got the gray beard, you know, coming
in. Oh, my God. So you're talking like, what, 1920s, 30s?
Ouch. Damn. He's getting me back for a short joke that I made on Friday night, so I'm just...
How did you get up the stairs? Did you put in the chair lift?
Yeah.
I carried him, threw him on my back.
Yeah. I had to change my Depends when I got up, but, you know.
Hey.
But, yeah, I mean, it's just... Yeah, it's like, come on.
Put a pan in there?
But, you know, back to it, it's just... It's so frustrating because... I mean, like I said, no disrespect to you guys, but I mean, I'm probably like one of the biggest college football fans around because I'm just a fan in general.
Oh, no, trust me. All of, listen,
okay, you know a lot more. Like, I am literally tunnel vision.
Yeah, we both are. He's Michigan, and I'm straight Florida State. Like, that's like, it.
Okay, so prime example, my Michigan fandom. I was at work the other day, and I was being a nice guy and walking this case paint out for this guy. Walked up to his truck, and I saw a Buckeye helmet on the back of his truck. I sat the case paint down on the floor, on the ground, on the asphalt, and I said, "I cannot put this into your truck. Have a nice day." And I walked away.
You didn't tell him why?
Oh, he figured it out.
Okay, that's what I was waiting on. I was like, "Wait a minute here."
He figured it out because why else would I say? I literally said, "I see the sticker on the back of your truck. Have a nice day." At first, he looked confused. And then I kind of turned back at him. He started chuckling. He was like, "Let me guess. You're a Michigan fan." I said, "Absolutely. Have a nice day."
I might be able to top you on that one.
I was waiting for a Go Blue in there somewhere. And
hey, I just left it at that. I ain't trying to cause a fight in the parking lot.
I might have you top there. So when I moved to Oklahoma, the girl that I was dating at the time had a red car, and they literally told her that she needed to sell that car and get another one because of the rivalry between Oklahoma State and Oklahoma. So, like I said, I might have you topped on that one.
Oh, my God, that's so funny.
I can even go back further than that when I was working at Kroger as a cashier. Somebody came through and bought a cupcake cake that was the Ohio State logo, and I said, "I'm sorry, I can't ring this out for you." So I made the bagger come and put it across the scanner.
Yeah, all right, he might have me there, but
that's
yeah,
so funny.
And that's the thing, you know, and that's what makes, that's what I'm trying to say too, and this is what makes college football. Like, I made a joke with Jeff earlier. I sent him a picture of a Florida Gator hoodie, and I said, hey, you might need this, you know? And I feel that if we go to these big conferences, I mean, what the fuck's going to happen with Bedlam now? I mean, Oklahoma State, OU. I mean, OU's in the SEC now. Are they is that still going to be a game on the schedule or what? You know,
right,
I really feel
thing.
It's ruining these rivalries.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we look forward to. You know, there's always, you know, maybe there's one team or a couple teams depending on, you know, what it is. I mean, every year I try to win a state championship, try to beat Florida, try to beat Miami. I have a shirt in the room that says state champs. You know, yeah. I mean, it's just one of those things that it's for bragging rights and it's fun. And especially if you, you know, run across people that are fans of those. I mean, it's I do it all the time at work. You know, I did that one time to a guy. He had a Florida Gator hat on and I told him, I was like, I can't ring you out. And he laughed at me. And then I, you know, Seminole chopped at him and then gave him his stuff.
Yeah, that's the thing, like, I don't go to the extreme. I do it to, like, be funny about it almost. But then when you get the extreme guys, like one of the guys I work with, he's one of the other sales reps, I let him have it. I mean, let as soon as that game ended, because he talks so much shit every single year. And as soon as they beat them, I blew his phone up. I mean, meme after meme after meme after meme.
That's so funny.
Well, and that's,
I got no response.
Well, that's how you know. I mean, that's how you know you're good when you beat your rival like that. But, I mean, you look at a team like Michigan. I mean, how many rivals do you guys have? I mean, you have Ohio State. You have
like
Michigan
seven.
State. And then what? Notre
like
Dame. Is Notre Dame still always on the schedule, too?
They haven't been on for the last 2 years.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure they are coming on this year.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, that's coming another rivalry that you always heard of. And, I mean,
yeah,
same with,
I mean, good.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, same with you, Jeff. I mean, with Florida and Miami and Florida State, I mean, that's, you know, you get that in-state rivalry. And, I mean, fuck, if you're Michigan, you could pretty much play a whole tournament on who wants to win the state championship with all the freaking teams they got up there.
Mm-hmm. East Michigan, West East Michigan.
Yeah. Hey, the only one that matters is where the big
one. Hey, I understand it. Trust me,
That's like going back to last year. Like the one game we lost all year, we were beating them going into halftime by like 30.
Mm-hmm.
And we lose to Michigan State because Kenneth Walker decided to become a god and score like 7 touchdowns on him.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and that just goes back to show it. And you had the Wisconsin-Purdue and all that. I mean, maybe these in-states, they don't go away because obviously those teams are probably going to end up in the same conference. But and props to Florida and Florida State for keeping that game going, you know, despite the teams not being in the same conference. And, you know, I mean, but look back at it. I mean, I understand Marshall has been the whipping boys, but how the fuck does WVU Marshall not happen every year, or at least every other year or something? I mean, come on.
Oh, I mean, and that's what's crazy is, you know, Florida and Florida State not being in the same conference is insane because that game is the last game of the year, and that game always means something, regardless to either team, just because it is, you know, that in-state rivalry. But, I mean, it's still one of those things that normally one team's having a hot streak or the other one is, and the other one is just trying to piss the other one off as much as they can.
Right, right.
Can we go back to the backyard brawl 10 years ago when Rich Rod basically fucked West Virginia's chance at a national title?
Yeah, that was fantastic.
Yeah, I was at that game.
That was the craziest thing.
I am not a WVU fan by any means, but with Pat White, Steve Slayton, they were winning a national title that year.
Oh, 100%. Well, and that's what they said. You know, everybody said that game that they played against OU Fiesta Bowl. Yeah, I was even there. I can't remember what game it was.
Is that when Bradford was at OU?
Yeah. They said that was essentially the national championship game that year, that they really felt that that was the two best teams in the country.
Well, that's the thing, too. How crazy that, because I was actually hoping that was going to happen, because could you imagine being in this area and you have Ohio State and you have West Virginia.
Yes.
And the national title game. That would have been insane. That would have been nuts.
The two states would have exploded.
Oh, yeah. 100%. It would have been, there would have been fights breaking out. More couches would have been burned. Like, it just would have been insane.
Well, in 1998, I mean, they played each other, and that's all anybody talked about that summer was WVU playing Ohio State. And, of course, that was before Ohio State really started becoming Ohio State, too, because it was a couple years later that they won it all. But, you know, so can you imagine now, like, the pedestal that Ohio State's on and then WVU playing them today, that they're trying to rebound, they're trying to come back and be WVU again, so to say. I mean, yeah, it would just if you're going to be all about money – then bring back these old fucking rivalries. That's how you're going to put money in pockets here, people.
I know. Could you imagine the television ratings for those games?
I mean, not even that. Area? Not even that, but like just, once again, this is the business guy coming out. And me, this is like the one time I try not to think about fucking work. But, you know, it's, yeah, imagine the sponsorships. Imagine the economy impact, you know, that it's going to make. People are just going to travel just to sit outside the fucking stadium and just listen, you know, and tailgate. I mean, it's that's where the money needs to be made. Like, quit making it about these fucking TV deals and this and that. Like, just play the fucking game and bring back these old rivalries. There's one of your solutions right there. It's not the end-all, do-all, but there's one of your solutions. Bring back these old-time rivalries.
I mean, that's one of those things that, you know, yeah, watching it on TV is good, but being there in person. And then also, I don't know what it is, and I could be biased because, you know, with me and you both being on the radio, Chris, I love listening to games. Like, that, you know, listening to college games on the radio or listening to pro games, like, that's, you didn't, you know, you didn't have access to TVs at some times. So you just, you know, throw the radio on, the game was on. And you didn't know what was going on, and that's what was fun about it, is you had to listen to what they were saying.
Right, right. And I mean, I go back to 2015 or 16, I can't remember what year it was, that Pitt and Penn State renewed that rivalry. That's the largest Pitt crowd that had ever been. And look at some of the teams that have come up there and played.
Well, and honestly, Pitt cost Penn State a shot at the playoff that year.
I was trying to avoid that.
I mean, I'm just telling
you. Yeah, I get it. I get it. But, you know, it's, yeah, and that just showed the economy impact there. And same thing the next year when shit came to Penn State. I mean, it was just, the crowd was unreal. And I mean, Penn State holds 107,000. And usually, no matter who they're playing, except for maybe in Ohio State or in Michigan, you can get tickets. There was no tickets to be found for that game. I mean, it was the hottest ticket in town. So, yeah, that's just all I'm trying to get back is, like, I want to just enjoy being a fan again. And to do that, I'd say, like, let's bring back some of these old rivalries. That's just my opinion. We can't take Jordan seriously.
I was going to say, is he sleeping or what?
Yeah, I know, right? But, I mean...
I wish we would have put the video up for this, because this is just hysterical right now.
What? I mean, what emoji you want? I got my cartoon face, I got poop emoji, I got a giraffe.
I don't know, but that cartoon
emoji... The cartoon emoji's been killing me, just because it...
Hey.
Well, that, and it's a definite improvement from having to look at your face.
Just think about it. I start a new job tomorrow, the beard's got to go. I have to shave the beard completely off.
What?
Okay, wait a minute.
Hold on. The phone.
Yeah, we just took a 180 on this.
Whoa, hold the phone.
Okay, so enough football talk. We got to talk about and plan a funeral for Jordan's beard here, because I don't think I've ever seen this motherfucker without one. So I got to take some screenshots on my phone here.
Hey, I mean, and the terrible thing is, I went in and talked to the guy, and the first thing he said to me, literally, the first thing he said was, "How attached are you to this?"
So, I don't know, is Mrs. DeMuth still in the background there?
Oh, she's there.
How does Mrs. DeMuth feel about this? That's my main concern right now.
She thinks she's getting divorced.
Oh. So, folks, once again, I know we mainly talk sports on this podcast, but we may have to turn this into a counseling session. And once again, we can talk about anything on here, but yeah, this just took a total 180. I mean,
oh my God.
So.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about it.
As I say, you failed to mention this. Listen, we always talk about just about anything, and this is a shock. Like, I'm just...
So you're shaving it. I'm growing one. Like, and the only reason I actually had to shave mine, because even my man Jeff here even texted me. He said, all right. He said, I got to step up my game now. He said, you got the fade going on. He said, you got the beard. It's looking pretty fly. But I had to shave it for an interview myself. But, yeah, man, this is like a true end of the era here, folks.
Yeah, I feel like we should have let off with this. This could have been an entire episode.
I mean, yeah, I am very sad.
Although you're probably going to look like 10 years younger.
I'm going to look like I'm 13.
I remember when...
My double chin is going to look more pronounced, too, because it's covered up.
I remember the beard you had for the playoff run. That shit was amazing.
Hey, I love that thing. Kaylee hated it.
Oh, that was amazing. That thing was clear down to here. Dude, like, it was just awesome.
Like, as soon as the playoff started, I think, 3 months, I did not shave, and that thing was, like, out to here.
Hey.
Damn.
But, no, as soon as I told her that, she said, it's going to be like, I don't know who you are.
I mean, but knowing you, if it's a Monday through Friday job, you can pretty much just grow it over the weekend already and then shave it off again on Monday.
That's very true. That's very true. But and then another thing I'm concerned about is my daughter's not going to recognize who I am.
You might have to buy a fake one.
Who is this strange man standing next to me all day?
Well, yeah. I mean, because for the past, 2 months of her life, she's...
This is all she knows. This is all she knows.
That's all she knows.
Yeah, she's going to be sitting there like, wait a minute, I thought the beard used to talk to me. Oh, there's actually a mouth under there.
I have had facial hair on my face since 2006.
I was going to say, I have not known you any different.
I was going to say, you probably came out of the womb.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
So, what time is it? 8:13. So, I will be jumping into the bathroom here shortly, and it's going to go bye-bye.
Ah.
So, did you warn any of the other guys about this? Because I feel like... This is the first I'm hearing.
Yeah, this is breaking news.
Oh, just wait. They're just going to find it.
Oh, he's just going to send a picture to the group chat.
Oh, because I'm supposed to be hanging out with your brother-in-law next weekend. So my face is going to be as clean as his head.
I mean, yeah, we're creating like a Facebook event on this. Rest in peace, Jordan's beard.
Oh, my goodness.
I remember the one time I think you shaved during our friendship, and I was like, Jesus.
Yeah, I had to shave because of COVID, but yeah, this is...
Yeah, I was just like, oh, man. I mean, you're still looking fly, don't get me wrong, but I'm like,
So here's my thing.
It's not the Hefe I know.
So here's my issue with this whole thing. So you have magical powers on... NHL, I feel like it stems from a little bit of the beard. Are those magical powers going to go away?
See, it comes to the mental aspect, Jeff.
I hope so, because I mean...
Shaib doesn't go anywhere. Shaib's staying where he is.
Listen, Shaib has turned around the Nailhurst franchise. Like, this dude has just came in and just taken over and has turned me into a goal scorer.
Hey, I got Jeff like 3 goals in one game.
Yeah, I had a hat trick in the last
time. Without using Tommy Hawk?
Without using Tommy Hawk. But yeah, no, I had a hat trick, and I was actually a player of the game that game. I had three goals.
I still remember the other night, me and Jeff were playing, and I got him his first goal in like, a month?
Yeah, yeah.
And I got him, and then all of a sudden, they quit.
Yeah, they did. I scored. I mean, when you have an enforcer defenseman score on you, I feel like you just need to hang it up.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah, I mean, I had, 3 goals that game, 2 assists, and like 12 hits, something like that. You know,
hey, normal day at the office. That's why I had a buddy of mine at my gender reveal with a sign that said Team Shaib.
You know, I said that too. I was like, if Jordan's going to have a boy, that kid's going to come out of the womb with a full fucking beard.
Delaney has a lot of hair on her head, so there's that.
Yeah, so
she does have a lot of hair.
Went from the face to the head. There we go.
Oh, my goodness. So, I always can tell when we haven't had an episode in a long time because shit like this happens. But it just, I don't know.
I thought I was going to be the one with surprising news, but okay.
Yeah,
that just turned this whole episode around.
Yeah. Okay, well.
Yeah, I haven't actually touched a razor in 6 years.
Do you remember how to use one? You're gonna come and you're gonna show me a picture and you're just gonna be bleeding from
You're gonna be like,
I know how to use a buzzer. I just don't really know how to use a razor.
So I know you guys are a lot younger than me because you guys already pointed this out, but has anybody ever seen Jumanji in here when fucking Robin Williams? That's going to be DeMuth times two.
Yeah. When he's trying to figure out what the,
Yeah. I can't take this fucking emoji seriously.
Yeah. So here's the thing, though. So when we FaceTime, you're going to have to use this emoji. Like, and obviously the people don't know what I'm talking about, but it has a full beard and everything. So yeah, is your emoji going to change? Like, that's a good question. Shit. I feel like
put some thought into that, Jeff.
I feel like it shouldn't. I feel like that should be the way you talk to us now, and so we can take you seriously still with bearded Jordan, because I can't take unbearded Jordan.
See, this, y'all are making me take second thoughts to this shit, because now I'm getting like, oh, goddamn, I don't want it to go.
Getting choked up.
I'm gonna take that first swipe at the buzzer, and I'm gonna start crying.
Yeah.
Well, it was a good run, buddy. I mean,
does your avatar have a beard on it?
Oh yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I can't remember.
Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I know. I got that good line on this guy too.
Yeah, man. Whoever went to that barber, he looked good.
Yeah, that's why I told Jeff though, because like when these avatars and stuff and emojis first started coming out. Like, I was real worried that at first Jeff was going to get one of the seven dwarfs. So, you know, it was just like, when I saw his avatar, I was like, all right, he looks pretty fly, you know? At least I did it on the podcast and not on air.
Yeah, I can just cut you out of this.
Shit. All right, everybody, it's been fun. I'm going to throw Burn out. Mic drop. Nah, I'm just kidding. This is what makes this fun. This is why we love each other.
Exactly.
This is going to be like the one Christmas where I accidentally used the wrong guard.
Oh, yeah. I've done that.
I used a 1 instead of a 3.
Yep.
I looked like it was already shaved, and I look terrible. And I honestly, now that I think about it too, I probably have to go get a new license picture because I have a full beard in my license picture. I'm not going to look the same.
You're like, sir, that's not you. Actually,
he might be all right because he's not going to look like a fucking terrorist. So, you know. Not that you already did, but.
Oh, my
God. Whoa.
How much what? Off the rails is this episode called?
No, like I said, we just made it 180 here.
Oh, my God.
You realize it's been a lot of hemmed up stuff, Jeff.
It has been, and, you know, we haven't had the chance to get together, so hopefully, you know, we can get back together again next Sunday, because I love this shit. Like, this is our right. unplug. This is – so for anybody listening, I apologize, but we just – we're just straight on the seat of our goddamn pants in this place. Wait,
what the hell is this going to be like? The title of this episode, Football in DeMuth's Beard?
Rest in peace.
I am putting RIP DeMuth's Beard. No, yes. Actually, no.
This fucking episode's going viral now.
So just if anybody take a minute, moment of silence for DeMuth's Beard.
Hey, my beard's going to have a GoFundMe.
We could have a funeral. We could have a couple nice things to say. I can't wait to walk downstairs and tell my wife and my mother-in-law about how you have to shave your beard. They're going to be like, no, I can't.
Like I said, I think him and I are doing a 180 because he's shaving. I'm growing one. Like, yeah. Everybody's going to be like, oh, wait.
I feel so bad for Kaylee because I know how Ashley reacted when I had to cut mine. I feel so bad for Kaylee.
Kaylee,
I know
that. Feel bad for.
Yeah, that was the first
you
thing.
You want to say something? You sure?
Special
you
guest.
Give your opinion of what's going on?
Special and, guest, Mrs. DeMuth.
And any final words?
Yeah.
Any final words to the beard? Oh, she just told me she's packing her bags tonight.
Oh, damn.
Yep. Sounds like she'll be in my house here in a little bit. So.
Hey, you could always cut it, put it in a bag for her.
That's just, fine.
You know, put it in a urn. Or
Chris, that's creepy, man.
Yeah. No, put it in a urn or something,
so,
you know?
So,
hey, I get dark sometimes.
So, Jordan, I should see you on hockey in about an hour.
maybe. Maybe. I might have been stabbed or fucked by that.
Folks, I'm gonna do a wellness check on DeMuth here in a little bit. See if he's all right.
That's what I mean.
Kaylee's gonna put the baby in the bed, and all of a sudden she's just gonna go rage out about.
That was the first thing I thought of.
Face first on the floor.
Daddy, you're gonna wake up with a fake beard tomorrow because she just patched it all back.
Could you imagine if she just put super glue all over my face and just reattached all of the hair to my face?
Or just put, like, fucking Miracle Girl on your face or something.
Oh, my God.
Actually,
it's not a chia pet, Chris.
What?
It's not a chia pet.
Oh, my God.
I'm still saying it could possibly work.
Y'all, this show stinks.
This is the best. You know what? I don't say this often, Jeff, but fuck you. No, this is a great episode. This is a great episode. We went from, I don't know where, to completely into the weeds or away from the beard. I don't know, but that was my first thing that came to my mind. It's like, oh, God, what's Kaylee going to think?
Yeah, hey, at least you'll get carded now.
I like that.
I was going to say, you probably hasn't got fucking carded.
I'm 11 years removed from having to deal with that shit. I'm 32. I shouldn't need to be carded.
You shave your beard, you're going to get carded. They're going to be like, sir, can I see your ID?
Now I'm going to get carded for vape. I'm going to get carded for alcohol. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, you might want to change your license thing, because I don't think you're getting any. They're going to be like, that ain't you. That ain't you. That terrorist might be your brother, but that ain't you.
Oh, my God.
Hey, you know how on the license you can put organ donor?
Yeah.
Mine's going to be beard donor.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get the hell out of here.
That was fun.
I feel like we could go on forever, but I got.
What time is it? It's only 8:22.
Oh yeah, I got.
I got to drive to Washington in the morning.
Yeah, you got to drive to Washington. I got to set up the new desktop, which is awesome. So big things coming this way. Hopefully, get the desktop up and running. We'll hopefully get.
Everybody's going to get a lot more of Shaib.
Yeah.
Jaib really hasn't been introduced onto the gaming channel of R&R yet. So.
He was on there. You and I had a couple nights on there. We were on there, me and you. So
I'm
yeah.
Talking about Cliffwise. I've had one.
Yeah.
But Jaib.
Shaib.
Hey, everybody listening out there, NHL 21, or no, I'm sorry, 22. I forgot what year it was. The beard thing's got me messed up. But Shaib Arumi is going to be a household name when it comes to the video game scene with NHL. You better believe it.
Oh, man. Let's get the hell out of here.
Yeah. Hey, on that note, listen to Jeff and I on Friday.
For 2 weeks. 2 weeks, Shaib has taken the Nailers to 50 wins. I almost got 200 points already. So,
dude's been freaking banging the puck in the back of the net. It's been insane. Listen, and you think they would have learned after, like, the 20th penalty shot to not give this mofo a penalty shot? But guess what? They give him a penalty shot because they get mad at him, and then they hit him. And then...
Yeah, I think I was playing a game with John one night, and Jeff joined in the middle of the game, and I took 10 penalty shots and scored on 8 of them.
Nice.
Yep, and then I just blow people up. All right, guys. Well, this has been fun. Enjoy college football next weekend. We'll hopefully get back on, talk about it. That'll be some fun. We got a good game ahead of us, Chris, on Friday night, so we'll get ready for that.
Jordan, I'm ready.
Good luck with your new job, your new beardless job.
good luck with your marriage.
Let us know when the divorce party is happening. We'll be sure to attend.
By the way, I've never had mine yet. We need to do that. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, I'm hoping that doesn't happen.
Yeah. So, all right, let's send this home. I'm done with this episode. Guys, once again, this has been so much fun. Don't let me kid you. I've had a blast. I know I'm trying to wrap this up, but this has just been so much fun. Boys, thanks for joining me again. As always, it's been a pleasure, and we'll get back to you as soon as we can. I can't say next week because who knows, we all might get lazy again and go, I don't want to do it. And then we have episodes like this. So once again, guys, check us out on all streaming platforms, all podcasting platforms. We'll catch you later.
Peace.